The drought out in western Kansas has been burning up crops, lawns, and trees for 3 years now. But there are places where you wouldn't even know it's dry.
We're at the deep end of the Garden City Big Pool in Garden City, Kansas.
Chelsea Coxon shows off the 2.5 million gallon swimming pool dug by hand in the 1920s.
Back in its heyday, I think this was considered the largest swimming pool in the world.
It's about the size of a football field, filled from the High Plains aquifer.
It's kind of the gem of Garden City, I would say.
But it's not really a lot of water.
You mean that swimming pool?
Yeah.
Sure, it's a drop in a bucket. It's nothing.
Rex Buchanan, who directs the Kansas Geological Survey, says western Kansas towns and industries use only a tiny percent of the water that comes out of the aquifer. Because out in western Kansas, the signature sound of agriculture isn't a tractor's motor. It's one powering an irrigation pump. There are about 39,000 irrigation wells in Kansas. Many, like this one, chugging away in Haskell County, run day and night for months at a time. By season's end, they will have pumped enough to fill a pool the size of the one in Garden City, more than 700 miles deep. A lot of water. And, according to Rex Buchanan, a real game changer for an arid climate like the one in western Kansas.
You've got packing plants because you've got cattle, because you've got corn, because you've got water. At the end of the chain, you follow the link far enough, it's always water.
But water's getting harder to come by. Across much of the High Plains aquifer, water levels have been falling since irrigation took hold. The 3-year drought has farmers pumping to and sometimes past the legal limit. In southwest Kansas, water levels are plummeting fast, and some wells are running dry. Neighbors are suing neighbors over water rights, and the pain is not confined to the farm.
Just for instance, we have one well with a 4.4-foot drop in static water level, another well with a 10.3-foot drop.
Fred Jones is city manager in Lakin, Kansas, population 2,200.
Another well with a 12-foot drop in static water level, another well with...
And those are one-year drops. Another Lakin well has gone completely dry. The rest have issues.
If you look out past that center pivot irrigation there, you'll see a little white cube, and that's well number 7. That's our most problematic well for uranium.
The rising concentrations of toxins in Lakin's water forced an unpopular construction project on the outskirts of town.
Hello? Hey, we're heading right down to the plant.
Jack, I've unlocked for you.
That's Mike Heinitz on the phone. He's in charge of Lakin's new water treatment facility.
We're at the City of Lakin nanofiltration water treatment plant.
Heinitz shows off banks of long, white filters.
Where we separate off the uranium nitrates.
Connected to a deep injection well to pump toxins coming up from the aquifer here back into the earth. Total cost, $6 million. 1,000 water customers will pay off that debt. Their water bills have more than doubled. Family wells are also going dry.
Everybody's needs a new well.
Reuben Bartel is a second-generation well driller standing in his shop in Meade, Kansas. He's 56 and has forearms that, except for the lack of tattoos, could pass for Popeyes.
I've been really busy. Probably the last 3 years been the busiest we've ever been. Talking about the depletion in the Ogallala and probably more severe now than it has been.
This all started about 70 years ago.
This is it. Here's old rig. Flathead, 8-cylinder inline flathead Chryslers. Two of them. He bought them Army surplus, I understand, in 47.
Anthony Stevenson here is talking about his granddad's old drilling rig. It sits on the side of a field near Ulysses, Kansas, surrounded by dry tumbleweeds and big rusty steel implements.
This started the irrigation around here. You could water your crops and make a crop instead of having it burn up. So yeah, when he started drilling wells, the water was easy to get. Now it's a lot tougher.
It's not that the aquifer is totally drying up, but in places, it's no longer yielding enough water to run an irrigation system. Stevenson has switched many of his acres to dry land, unirrigated farming. That's meant a meager harvest of wheat on some fields, and even worse-looking corn on the land where he's trying to grow that crop without irrigation.
Or some of it's already flashing. That brown corn over there, doesn't matter if it rains 10 inches tomorrow. it's done.
Stevenson says that unless his grandkids can figure out how to make crops grow with just a fraction of the water he uses, dryland farming is the future of western Kansas. He just hopes that modern farming techniques can stave off a return to the Dust Bowl, when western Kansas has to wean itself off irrigation from the High Plains aquifer. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.